Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And a wonderful good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson, and this weekend we start our annual four-week waltz across Texas.
This is the best stuff out there, friends. Believe me, you're going to learn it all.
It really is. Lots of fun. In the October issue of Texas Outdoors Journal each year, I do our annual hunting forecast by visiting with all eight Texas Parks and Wildlife District leaders. And then at this time each year on Texas Outdoor News Radio, we come back and visit with those same district leaders to give you the latest update as surveys are complete, maybe weather changes, other things that will impact the upcoming or the ongoing hunting season.
Yeah, because these guys only come indoors just to talk to us.
Yeah, they do. They do. And this week, we're going to visit with Kevin Moat, district leader out of Brownwood. And we're also going to visit with Rufus Stevens, who... It's based out of Kerrville, about the hill country, So kind of the center portion of the state.
Yeah,
lots of neat stuff going to be covered there. Plus, we've got some interesting news and comments headed your way. So y'all stick around and remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors. This is Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
Hi, this is Harold Gunn, inviting you to join me and some friends for the Automotive Reporter. For over 13 years, the country's most informative auto show. An hour of news, interviews, product reviews, and motorsports. We'll be testing the newest cars and trucks, bringing you major guests from the automotive industry. Visit AutomotiveReporter.com for a list of our stations. Play the latest programs and more. While there, download the free Stitcher Smart Radio app and listen to us anywhere, anytime on your computer or smartphone. That's AutomotiveReporter.com.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. I want to talk to all of our listeners, shooters, hunters in particular. This past week, I think that we have really seen how this presidential election comes down. Mm-hmm. And here's what I mean.
All right.
And let's take a look at the Democratic Party first. They have come together in fighting between the Clintons and the Obamas. They even pulled out and dusted off Al Gore.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
When over in Florida. Uh-huh. And they are moving forward, regardless of what their differences are, trying to win the White House.
Correct.
Now let's look at the Republican side.
Okay.
A friggin' disaster.
Yeah.
Okay. When the only thing that they should be looking at is how to defeat Hillary Clinton, period. Anything else can be dealt with once the White House is secure. All right. Then through WikiLeaks, you know, the Democrats are going crazy, going, oh, it's the Russians, and they're, you know, in bed with Trump.
Right.
Instead of looking at the content of the leaks, of the what the manipulation of the media, okay, how it is skewed. Folks, it is up to us, the people. It's real simple. Any of you all that are, you know, is going, I will never vote for that guy. You know, hold your nose, whatever. We've got to do whatever it takes to keep Hillary and Bill out of the White House.
Well, may I interject? Yes. And I know you'll probably get to this point, too. It's not about the presidency. It's about the Supreme Court.
Absolutely.
It's about the Supreme Court.
It is. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I mean, what's going on? If you look at, just take the Second Amendment.
Yep.
It is been razor thin. Uh-huh. In favor of gun owners,
right?
But beyond that, and it's been a point well made that with the inability for there to be any compromise, this country has been run on executive order, much of it illegally. But in order to reverse that executive order, you have to go through a very protracted process.
Correct.
Through the court system, ultimately getting the Supreme Court. Uh-huh. And if it is someone that, and if it is a court made up of judges contrary to the principles of our founding fathers, hey, you know, this country is going to go in a dramatically different direction. Going to get off the soapbox, but just think about that, because your vote is very, very important. It is very important. Got to get out. And while Texas is probably once again going to go red, we need to cross state lines and reach out to family and friends all across this country.
Organizations you belong to, et cetera,
I mean,
and
particularly
in battleground states. Facebook and Twitter, everybody else is doing it.
Sure. Okay. Facebook, whatever. Yeah. You know, I mean, it's supposed to be social media. Hey, this part of society today, this conversation.
And a sad note is right now, I suggest everybody loads up on 30-round magazines and ammunition. you know, I mean, it's just sad. On another thing, though, I want to be careful out there. Mm-hmm. You see that?
Yeah, what happened?
You see my boo-boo? Yeah. I travel so darn much. Mm-hmm. Quite often, I wake up and go, where am I?
Uh-huh.
Okay, and that's not alcoholically induced either. You know, it's just, and this happened this week. I was in Austin for the Texas Truck Rodeo, which I'll talk about later, the Texas Auto Writers Association, and got up in the middle of the night to relieve myself. You know, a stranger in a strange place tripped on something and caught my arm on the corner of a wall and put a really nice gash in my arm. You know, you be careful out there. I should have reconnoitered more. You know, I should set my sights.
How about a little flashlight? Actually, that's what I carry with me.
That's a good idea too. Yeah, I just got up thinking, oh, I'm home. You know, no, I wouldn't. Yeah,
right, I understand.
I'm just looking for sympathy. That's all.
Hey, as good Texans, let's look back in history. To this past Thursday, October 13th in 1845, the voters of the Republic of Texas approved an ordinance to accept annexation by a vote of 4,245 to 257 to be annexed into to the United States. They adopted the proposed state constitution, and the annexation of Texas to the United States became a fact. Actually, the vote was in consideration in 1836, but out of fear of war of Mexico, the controversy of adding another slave state, et cetera,
right,
it was delayed until 1845.
Okay, here's something that's kind of neat, too, because they are so endangered. Something coming up. Staff and volunteers from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, the Native Plant Society of Texas, the Texas Department of Transportation, they're going to be planting native pollinator and monarch gardens, referred to as monarch way stations, at safety rest areas to increase the habitat for the monarch butterflies. Because, you know, we're having a real problem with butterflies and bees, like, say, our pollinators. They're going to do that they already did it this week. Well, I'm going to praise them then. Sorry. I've been traveling. They did it on Thursday, the 13th. But it's very interesting, and you can check wherever they're going to do these. They're running these rest areas along the I-35 corridor, so they will be doing more of them. But they also serve as demonstration areas for the public to learn about the monarchs and the other pollinators and how you can help save them and how you can set up places on your own property.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I like that. All you freshwater anglers, individuals or organizations that may have made a lasting contribution to freshwater fishing in Texas can be nominated through December 31st for induction into the Texas Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame. The nominee must be a Texan or Texas organization. Individuals may be living or deceased, and selection will be made by an independent committee, and induction will take place during the annual Hall of Fame banquet at the Texas Freshwater Fisheries Center in Athens. Usually that's the end of May or June. The most recent additions to the Hall of Fame are volunteer angler instructor Randy Whalen, outdoor writer Ray Sasser, and the world's oldest competitive bass fishing tournament, the Texas State Bass Tournament. So for more information, you can go to the Texas Parks and Wildlife website at tpwd.texas.gov.
And on the entertainment portion of our show this week, I went down to the fabulous Houston Alley Theater. Just a fantastic theater. You're always going to see really, really, really good plays. And they're doing Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream, which is a comedy that Shakespeare wrote. And a different approach to it, and a lot more comedy. They're really playing with the fun of it. So if you've got somebody out there that's afraid of Shakespeare and you're in the Houston area, check out A Midsummer Night's Dream at Houston's Alley, because it really is a delightful evening of theater. Just very well done.
Boy, I tell you what, this segment had a little politics, a little outdoor news,
and
some cultural aspects
Absolutely.
To it. Huh?
There you go.
Yeah, you never know what you're going to get here on Texas Outdoor News. So you know what? Y'all stick around, as we'll be right back right after this.
America's best-selling truck, 39 years running, is Ford. These people work hard every day to build the best trucks. Trucks you need. Trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. But you're not going to see them celebrate these 39 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them. It's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday. That's how they will build them today. And most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 39 years. Ford's F-Series. Built Ford tough. The best in Texas.
Shriners Hospitals for Children offers life-changing care to any child, regardless of the family's ability to pay. When you donate to Shriners Hospitals for Children, you send more than money. You send your love to the rescue. I should know. My name is Carrie Holmstrom, and without your donations, I might not be walking today. Change the life of a child and make a donation to Shriners Hospitals for Children. Call 1-800-241-GIFT. That's 1-800-241-4438. And send your love to the rescue now.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News. All right, Harold, you've been traveling, and you have something of, you have results.
Yes, this is very important, too.
Yes, it
okay,
is.
Okay, the annual Texas Auto Writers Association Texas Truck Rodeo.
Yes.
And friends, when you see ads that say, such and such, the truck of Texas.
Yes, yes,
it's because we say it is, okay?
Yes.
And it is a very important event to the industry. The three most important things to the manufacturers of trucks is winning the Truck of the Year at the Detroit Auto Show, the Truck of the Year in Motor Trend Magazine, and the Texas Truck Rodeo.
Yes.
That's their thing. We got a lot of categories. I'm going to run through these kind of quick, but taking notes. Anyway, starting at the bottom of my list, anyway, the luxury CUV, that's crossovers, 2017 Volvo XC90, compact CUV, 2016 Jeep Renegade, midsize CUV, 2016 Nissan Murano. Full-size CUV, 2016 Mazda CX-9, compact 2017, well, these are all 2017s, compact SUV Jeep Cherokee, midsize SUV Jeep Grand Cherokee, full-size SUV, they're really happy, the Nissan Armada. Midsize luxury, this is a real surprise. Who'd ever think you'd get a wagon from Jaguar? The Jaguar F-Pace, very cool. Full-size luxury SUV, Mercedes-Benz GLS. Off-road utility vehicle, Jeep Wrangler Rubicon. Best powertrain, Ford F-150 with the 3.5 EcoBoost V6.
Huh.
Best connectivity, Fiat Chrysler's Uconnect Access. Best technology, the Honda InBed audio system. This is mind-blowing. They have this thing wired up with these magnets and stuff in the bed. The bed is the speaker.
Speaker, yeah.
Oh, I tell you what. And they've got a big container for cooler stuff. I mean, you're talking tailgating with this thing. Midsize pickup, Toyota Tacoma TRD Pro. Full-size pickup, Nissan Titan. Off-road pickup, Ram 2500 Power Wagon, manly. Luxury pickup, Ram 1500. Best commercial vehicle, Nissan Titan XD single cab, which they brought out for the workers. Heavy-duty pickup truck, the Ford Super Duty. Truck line of Texas, Ford Motor Company.
Mm-hmm.
CUV of Texas, and this is the second time it's won. A fabulous vehicle, the Volvo XC90. SUV of Texas, the Nissan Armada, the truck of Texas, ta-da, and yours is on the way.
Yes.
The 2017 Ford F-250 Super Duty.
Oh, wow. I wonder if they can engrave that on the sign.
They probably will, you know. The ads will be forthcoming. You'll be seeing them.
Oh, outstanding. Great report. Appreciate that. All right, it's time for the Outdoor Report, and we head to Coleto Creek, where black bass fishing has been good on crankbaits and spinnerbaits. Bass to 6 pounds being caught in 8 to 10 feet of water. Channel and blue catfish to 6 pounds have been caught on live perch and soap bait in 8 to 12 feet of water. Choke Canyon, black bass are good on chartreuse crankbaits and topwater baits off the points. Amistad, black bass are good on Zara spooks and watermelon soft plastic worms. Falcon, bass are good on watermelon white crankbaits and topwaters. And Lake Brownwood, boy, just a plethora of good fishing. Bass are good on dark red crankbaits, watermelon bass hogs, spinnerbaits, and grande bass rattlesnakes early. White bass are good on small spinnerbaits and little fishies off the lighted docks at night. Crappie are good on minnows and blue tube jigs over brush piles under the lights at night. Lake Coleman, black bass are good on watermelon rattle traps, crankbaits, and soft plastics.
Caddo in East Texas, crappie are good on minnows and jigs. Conroe, crappie are good on minnows and pink tube jigs. Lake Fork, black bass are good on square bill crankbaits, white buzz baits, Texas rig craws near shallow cover. White and yellow bass are good on minnows and topwaters. Crappie are good on minnows. Lake of the Pines, white bass are good on slabs. Livingston, black bass are good on white spinnerbaits and perch-colored crankbaits. White bass are good on pet spoons, hellbenders, and minnows. Crappie are good on minnows. Blue cats are good on shad and shrimp. Lake Sam, brim are good on night crawlers. Catfish are good on live bait, shrimp, and stinky bait. Toledo Bend, crappie are good on minnows over baited holes. Brim are good on night crawlers. Athens, crappie are good on minnows and jigs. Bastrop, black bass are good on black, blue, soft plastics and small spinnerbaits. Belton, black bass are good on chartreuse, rattle traps, and crankbaits early and late. Palestine, crappie are good on minnows and jigs. Richland Chambers, white bass are good on slabs. Hybrid stripers are good on slabs and minnows. Texoma, black bass are good on topwaters, weightless flukes, and shallow crankbaits. And if we don't mention a lake near you, that's why?
We're giving you the good report.
Oh, okay.
Anything else on the species or the lake, it's fair or worse.
Okay, see, now you know. Okay, let's go to Central Texas, Big Lake Buckhannon. White bass are good on minnows and 2-inch plastic swim baits along the river channel in 20 feet of water. Canyon, the water's stained there, but striped bass are good on trolling crankbaits around humps in the lower end of the lake. Crappie are good on minnows and blue tube jigs upriver.
All right, heading to the coast. Change is coming, folks, and here's the highlights. Bird activity on the upper coast, Calcasieu, Sabine, Galveston, West Galveston, all the way down to West Matagorda. East Matagorda Bay, you've got a topwater bite that's really gaining some legs and some good fish are being caught. The change is going to occur, and this is the time of year when you really need to look at the coast, the portion of the coast that you're fishing, because the upper coast is going to be impacted more so than the middle and lower coast. But a stronger cold front's coming in, north wind blows, bait blown out of the marsh, more bird activity, feeding activity. Redfish activity, mid-coast area, hot spots around Hog Island Flats, Shamrock Cove, East Flats, Captain Alan Sifford, good fishing being caught, good oversized fish being caught in the upper Laguna Madre down toward Baffin Bay. Can't forget old reliable Captain Randy Foreman. He just echoed all the good fishing of on Sabine Lake, birds and the deeper shell, south end of the lake, Louisiana shoreline fish are moving. Flounder are starting to ramp up. And then on the lower coast, Captain Hencho Gutierrez Jr., you've got Long Bar, South Bay, still warm water that are on the flats. They have not made a move toward the deeper areas like the Brownsville Ship Channel yet, but that is coming.
I'm sitting here. I've been containing the chuckles for several minutes now because I love that new slogan, hold your nose and vote Trump. Anyway, and more later, friends.
Whatever it takes.
Check in the Texas Outdoors Journal, Fishing and Hunting Times. This weekend, Saturday is rated as good. This Sunday is the first of 4 best days of the week. Monday and Tuesday are 2 more good ones. Wednesday slips to fair. Thursday, Friday, and next Saturday are a trio of best days. Next Sunday is fair. This weekend, look for game to be most active from late morning until mid-afternoon. On Monday and Tuesday, this major feeding period of the day will occur from early afternoon until early evening hours before sunset. By Wednesday and Thursday, times will have continued to adjust each day, so look for game to be actively feeding from mid-afternoon until sunset and into the evening hours. On Friday and next Saturday and Sunday, a major time shift occurs with game beginning to feed well before sunrise and continuing to forage until mid-morning. This weekend, Sunday, October the 16th, we will have a full moon. By next Sunday, October the 22nd, the moon will enter its last quarter phase. On the coast, this weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, have a double tide schedule of two high tides and two low tides each day. Monday is a three tide day with two high tides and just one low. Tuesday through Thursday each have a double tide schedule. Friday has a single tide schedule of one high and one low. Next Saturday has a single low tide as the only tide of the day. Next Sunday also has a single tide schedule.
All right, on the hunting scene, all dove seasons are open, and they will run through the first to middle part of November. As all the bow hunters know, whitetail, mule deer, and Rio Grande turkey seasons are underway and will continue through November 4. The East Texas squirrel season, the fall season, continues through February 26th. North Zone javelina season continues through February 26th. And the javelina season in the South Zone gives us our year-round hunting through August 31. Coming up for all you all up in North Texas and hunt the High Plains, October 22nd through the 23rd in the High Plains Mallard Management Unit. That is our youth season. So take a kid hunting and let them shoot some ducks. Talk to want to update folks last week, and I guess my internal compass got messed up. You were asking about Terry Shaughnessy.
Yeah.
And I said Chuck Oleski was on the east side. We were talking about Matthews coming in. Chuck Oleski, folks, I know, is on the west coast, on the Gulf side.
Oh, okay.
But he's fine, and he wasn't even there. He is in Canada where they had gotten like 6 inches of snow.
Mm-hmm.
He said more snow was on the way. Hunting has been phenomenal. Uh-huh. He said the birds are staged and ready to really start to make a move.
Right.
So that's going to bode well. We just get some more cold weather and push it on south.
Good.
All right,
good.
Speaking of hunting, we're going to take a break when we come back. First up, Kevin Moat from Brownwood, right after this.
When it comes to rifle scopes, you get the most for your money with the all-new Zeiss Terra. When it comes to buying Zeiss, you get the most for your money at Carter's Country. The Zeiss Terra is the first mid-price rifle scope built to live up to Zeiss standards. All Zeiss Terra scopes feature one-piece construction, hard anodized surfaces, fully multi-coated lenses, and finger-adjustable windage and elevation, plus glass-smooth magnification adjustment with no change in eye relief. Carter's Country carries a wide selection, including the always popular 3-9, the 3-9x50, and the Reach Out and Touch Something 4x12x50 with a big light gathering 50mm objective. All Zeiss Terra scopes carry a lifetime transferable warranty for the absolute best optical value for your money. Look no further than Zeiss Terra and Carter's Country, with four great locations in the greater Houston area. Carter's Country, where your great outdoors begins.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven salooner tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros set Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are just a couple of reasons why Texas Outdoors Journal has been named one of the top outdoor publications in Texas. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save 60% off the cover price. To subscribe using a major credit card, call 1-800-222-4TOJ. That's 1-800-222-4865, or subscribe securely online at texasoutdoorsjournal.com.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and it is group participation time. Everybody gather around the radio and join Harold and say,
hey, Port A.
That's Port Aransas on Mustang Island, surrounded by pristine bays, estuaries, and the deep blue waters of the Gulf of Mexico. Port A is truly the fishing capital of Texas. Come fish, golf, and play Texas Island style. Hmm. Tell you what. Mentioning the warm, mild weather.
Yes.
Fishing's great, and it's getting better. Have the island to yourself. Take the family.
It's a great family value, too, because of the lodging and all the great places to eat, the stuff for the kids to do and so on. It's neat. And it's year-round.
It is. Yeah. Inshore, offshore, some of the tuna trips are going to be cranking up, so make some plans as the weather cools down. Go to their website for information, portaransas.org, or give them a call at 800-45-COAST. And when you call, be sure and say...
Oh, you gotta go, hey, Port A. They like it.
They love that. All right, hunting, we start off our waltz across Texas with a good friend, longtime Texas Parks and Wildlife District leader, Kevin Moat from Brownwood, Texas, who just got back from terrorizing Matagorda Island.
Kevin, we were working.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. That's right. That is the research was done.
Yeah.
I talked to, you know, as I'm setting these interviews up with y'all, I hear that the mosquitoes were pretty good size this year.
Oh, wow. They were huge, and lots of them.
All right, well, listen, let's get right to it. In the October issue of Texas Outdoors Journal, you, along with your seven compadres, always provide great information. Coming out of last hunting season, starting in the spring, up in north central Texas area, what are we looking at as far as antler development and body weight?
Wow.
White-tailed deer.
You know, there's so much to talk about when it rains. You know, I really enjoy these years, and they seem to be few and far between. So, you know, last year we had this spring was basically a carbon copy of last year in our district. Lots of rain in the spring, timely rains, pretty much ubiquitous across the area throughout the summer. Always gets a little hot and dry in July. So, you know, the same thing happened this year, and, you know, we're still getting small rain, so habitat is in great condition. Looks like it's going to be a year that there's some really nice deer out there. We've got the age structure, we've got the habitat, and so everything is aligning for some really, really nice deer to be harvested.
Yeah, Kevin, this Harold, when you're looking at really good habitat, that's a time that people, if they have the opportunity, maybe change their tactics a little bit and get out there and creep among them and so on at the right time, as opposed to just sitting over a feeder.
Absolutely, and I think last year's hunting season was a prime example of that. You know, our overall harvest was actually below our 15-year average, but the Boone and gross Boone and Crockett scores, the average for our 4.5 and 5.5 year olds was actually 126 inches, while compared to South Texas it was 124 inches. So you can see that it may take a little bit more time in the field and a little bit different tactics, because those deer aren't moving much. They just have to roll over in bed and grab something to eat, you know. So you have to get out and do a little bit, put in a little bit more effort and time, but man, they're out there.
All right, this is 2016. We're far enough removed now from 2011, the drought of 2011, where poor fawn recruitment, that age class, how big of an impact are you seeing in the Cross Timbers Rolling Plains area?
Well, you know, I mean, everything's relative. Mm-hmm. And so there are still some, what we'll be missing or short on this year is our 5.5 year olds.
Right.
Okay. But we've got lots of 4.5 and lots of 6.5. So, you know, there's still lots of deer out there, but when you lose a whole cohort, a whole age class of bucks, you definitely notice it in some places.
Sure.
Well, this also makes us look forward to next year, too, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Every year that goes by, you know, that 2011 fawn crop becomes less and less important to the current year's hunting season.
Well, good habitat, of course, is what we look forward to for deer, but they're not the only things out there. So what about our ground nesting birds up there, like the quail?
Well, quail and turkey both for the last couple of years have had some excellent rebounds. You know, it's not been just quail that has seen some long-term declines, but turkey as well in our country. And the last 2 years have brought us much-needed rainfall and habitat improvements, good nesting conditions, and both have rebounded somewhat, although quail have rebounded significantly more than the turkey. So, you know, we've got the western half of our district. My guys are giving me reports of folks saying that, you know, this is the most quail they've seen in 20 years.
So let me ask you, Kevin, with that being said, you know, as we go through a recovery, particularly on quail, because they're fragile and we know what the carryover is and the natural mortality, but can hunters go ahead and hunt them at will without fear of, you know, really being a detriment to the population?
You know, I would say use good common sense. It all depends on the place that you're hunting.
Right.
If they've come from nothing and this year they got a few birds, then you may be a little bit more restrictive on harvesting those singles. You know, hunting till you get every single found.
Right.
Although there's lots and lots of data and information that shows that, you know, hunting is not really additive to the mortality because so many of those birds die anyway over the winter. So there's two sides, and we don't really want to get into that debate.
Right.
If it were me, I would be a little pickier on places that are just now coming back.
All right, let's go ahead before we run out of time. Real quick, what's our water situation for ponds and roost for waterfowl heading south? What shape are we in?
Lots of it, and it's phenomenal. You know, there are puddles. We're getting. Oh, basically weekly rains, half inch to an inch, and so, you know, our ponds and lakes and creeks that are usually dry this time of year have little trickles of water in them, and there's puddles everywhere.
All right.
That means they could be spread out more than usual, too.
Very good. Going to have you, two questions for you to wrap things up. Going to have you put a bow on the upcoming the deer season that's underway for bow hunters right now, but would you rate it average, above average? Where would you put that?
Well, from the standpoint of potential for harvesting a deer and harvesting a nice deer, I would say that it's going to be a really good season. From the standpoint of ease of hunting, of having a deer walk into your lap, that may be a little bit lower on the grade scale. I think it's going to take some hunting.
The pendulum has swung in the favor of the deer this year.
Yeah, good.
All right.
Absolutely.
Very good. Kevin, we appreciate the update as always. Our first guest, Texas Parks and Wildlife District Leader Kevin Mote from Brownwood, Texas. Folks, you stick around as we'll be right back with Rufus Stevens from Kerrville right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News. Texas never stops. Thanks to the financial support of Capital Farm Credit, neither do the farmers and ranchers who call her home. Since the beginning, we've been helping Texans show the world what hard work can achieve. But the job is far from over. And as rural Texas grows, we'll be there, just as we have for 100 years. Learn more at CapitalFarmCredit.com.
This is Harold reminding you that it's time to get those fields and food plots planted. And the products you need come from Plot Spike Seed. I use Plot Spike at my place, and the deer love it. Now's the time to plant
Plot Spike Forage Oats, especially blended for forage. These oats produce an extremely high yield and a long growing season. Plot Spike Forage Oats can be planted in September for great grazing early in the season, and since they're more cold tolerant than other varieties, they usually last through the entire hunting season. University tests show Plot Spike Forage Oats are capable of producing over 10,000 pounds of nutritious forage per acre, and that's a lot of deer chow. Plot Spike Forage Oats and their other wildlife management products are available at feed and sporting goods stores and at Tractor Supply. You can learn about their full lineup of year-round products and order online at plotspike.com. Pure, premium, proven Plot Spike.
Well, the hunting seasons we're in and the ones that are coming up, of course, we need ammunition, and Carter's Country has got everything we need from the folks at Federal for rifle, shotgun, and pistol. And right now, some of the deals they've got going on with the ammunition, you've got your Federal Premium American Eagle 5.56 ammo, 150-round case, only $64.97. And they also, of course, have a full line of the Estate shotgun shells, which are always value-priced. And since we're in bird season, it's not too late to get that shotgun you want. They have the Weatherby Deluxe Element, $100 off, beautiful checkered walnut stock, 3-inch mag, 12-gauge, multi-choke barrel, only $899.97. And you can gear up with Beretta shotguns, free Beretta gear with the purchase of select models, and values up to $150 on that gear. See the details in their stores, and also, of course, check out the website in advance so you can be prepared at carterscountry.com. Carter's Country. Four locations in the greater Houston area, straight shooting since 1961.
Our next guest is Rufus Stevens, Texas Parks and Wildlife District leader out of Kerrville. Man, I tell you what, beautiful country, and this guy has got a lot going on, a lot to talk about. Rufus, welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. How you doing, sir?
Good. Thanks for having me, Bill.
Kevin has been on. We just had Kevin Mode on, so he can't talk about you anymore. No,
that's a good thing.
Yeah, right. No, I'm teasing all of y'all because that sounded like all the district leaders had a great time when you got together last week down in Matagorda. But we're in the middle of bow season. What's going on in the Hill Country? How did y'all fare coming out of last hunting season and through the spring when it relates to white-tailed deer? How did things kick off?
Well, you know, last year we really had, pretty good conditions. And so, and then we had good spring rain. So we really, carried over a lot of deer and in good health. It got dry during the summer, but then we got that August rain. That really helped us out. So we're really looking at some, what looked like to be a really good antler year as compared to some of the past years. So it's been a great year this year, and rain can really always make you look good as a manager.
Sure. Yeah, Rufus, this is Harold. I've got a place in Mason, and travel has kept me away from it for so darn long. When I eventually get there, what are my conditions going to be like?
Well, and of course that, some of the granite country will dry out a lot faster, and they hurt a lot more from that kind of drier time that they have. But right now it looks great. Things really are looking good in that country. We're a little dry right now, but it, kind of like farmers sitting there always complaining about, it not raining. But really, overall, we've had some really good rains, good forage out there, so it's a better, much better than average year as far as habitat goes.
You know, this
and relating it to deer as well. So antlers, we should really see a good year this year.
This is such a big state, and each of the different districts have various, harvest profiles, if you will. And I'm asking everybody because it's not that long ago that we had the drought of 2011. What type of a carryover or impact are you seeing in the Edwards Plateau Hill Country area?
Yeah, and we can see that our age structure and our buck population did get hurt from the lack of fawns in 2011, or the lack of bucks that were produced in 2011, and that that just sort of carried on through the years. And so you know, early on that pushed it into harvesting older deer, and as that age group got a little older, it put more pressure on younger deer, and so we can see that in the harvest. So, you know, our age structure hurt a little bit from it. So we do need, hunters need to kind of watch, you know, and really be thinking about, is that really an older deer? Maybe being a little bit more careful. But we definitely saw that slug sort of move through. And even though, you know, it's on its way out, you know, we just don't have a lot of deer in that age group anyway, it already kind of had an impact to the 2.5, 3.5, and 4.5-year-old deer. So, but, you know, it's starting to fade, sure, but it did impact the age structure.
All right, let me ask you this, because this year we've got 4.5-year-old deer. We're missing the 5.5, would be where the lean spot is.
Yep, exactly.
And you probably have even less 6.5 in your region that's so popular and heavily hunted.
Right.
4.5-year-old deer, I mean, they're just there, and for a lot of hunters, this is the time of year when that decision to pull the trigger or let them walk to get an extra year of growth, that's going to be a critical decision. Would you agree?
Oh, absolutely. And it's definitely, you know, that should be uppermost in their thought is, you know, it may not, you know, this may not be the year to pull the trigger on it, because not only is it maybe a 4.5, but it could be a 3.5 that really looks good because this is a good year, and you think it's older, you think it's a 4.5,
right,
or a 5.5, but it's really a 3.5, and that one really would benefit from letting it walk for another year or two.
Okay, while we still got a little time, what's happening with our turkey population?
Turkeys look good, and from what I've heard from, you know, as far as what poults we produced, I mean, we've had kind of alternating years of sort of a good hatch, not so good hatch, but we've had some great carryover and have really seen some good numbers. You know, we've been doing some turkey research. We did a bunch of banding last year, banded almost 300 birds in the hill country. So if hunters see bands, you know, on a turkey that they harvest, absolutely report it to us. It's really critical for us and in our management of turkey. It's really something we're gearing up for. But when we did that, we saw a lot of, you know, jakes out there, a lot of juvenile birds, and you know, so the turkey population just looks great. And we had a really good, again, the rains really benefited, came at the right time for turkey populations.
Edwards Plateau is not necessarily known as a quail area.
But yeah, we were talking about that the other day, yeah.
Yeah.
It is, and we're getting lots of people going, I have not seen quail in years, and I'm seeing quail. Now, and as you talked about, there may be some isolated places that are actually have huntable populations where we haven't had seen that in a long time.
Right.
But a lot of places, it'll just be fun to see them, you know, that maybe they're really not huntable. But, don't be surprised. I mean, don't get shocked out in the field when you're walking out to your stand when you bust a covey of quail unexpectedly. So
sure, sure. All right, listen, something that you turned me on to, and I have to admit, I have an addiction now.
Oh.
Yes.
Yes.
I am an axis deer maniac. Oh, let me tell you what.
Yeah.
Free ranging, okay? Uh-huh. I've seen them behind high fence.
Right.
But those critters react entirely differently, free ranging. And they're having a real impact on the area, and we need to control that aspect of what takes from the native rangeland. Correct, Rufus?
Absolutely. And that's, the competition we know. And axis have, one of the aspects of their biology is that they can take lower quality forage and still do very well. So they can actually use grass where whitetail basically cannot. That's too low a quality of forage for them. And so they're always in better condition, and so they really, just from a conditional standpoint, biology, they can outcompete whitetail. And so we're very concerned about them and would like hunters to harvest them to the greatest. We always say harvest to the greatest extent possible. But that means you got to think about the does. That's you know, whether it's white-tailed deer or axis, population control is really keyed in on the does. And as I'm sure you can attest, those axis does are some fine eats.
Oh, the best, I think. Yeah,
absolutely. And there's no restriction, and we can even go out and spotlight them at night. You said, right?
That's right. And but if you do plan on doing that,
call your game warden.
Do the game warden a favor, or the sheriff's office. Give them a call. Let them know you're going to be doing that.
Right.
But it is legal to harvest axis with spotlights at night. But as you mentioned, they really have a different behavior when they're out free ranging. That they can be a group of 60 here one day, and then you don't see them for 4 months.
Yeah.
In that same place.
Absolutely.
Oh, boy. Sounds good, though. And I remember, friends, when you go out, even though you can hunt them anytime, have a license while you're at it, right? Thank you. Rufus, thanks so much for your time, sir. I know there's more, but we don't have any more of the time that we need. But a really good report.
Well, I appreciate y'all having me on.
Thanks, sir. Friends, we'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News right after this.
You get 12 people around a table, and you'll have 24 opinions. That's just the way folks are. We've each got our favorite parks, favorite bars, favorite barbecues, and we're not exactly shy when it comes to our opinions. However, this year, the Texas Auto Writers Association got together at the Texas Truck Rodeo and agreed on not one thing, but several things. The Jeep Grand Cherokee Summit 4x4 is the midsize luxury sport utility of Texas. The Cherokee Trailhawk is the compact SUV of Texas. The Renegade Trailhawk is the compact crossover utility vehicle of Texas. And the Wrangler Unlimited Rubicon Hard Rock is the off-road utility vehicle of Texas. It should be no surprise that all it would take was a few Jeep brand vehicles to impress a table full of Texas auto riders. See the most awarded SUV lineup in Texas at your local Jeep dealer. The Jeep brand lineup has received more awards over its lifetime than any other competitive SUV lineup. Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
All right, it is time for the outdoor calendar. Harold, what's coming up?
Okay. Going to have to be quick, too. Look at that clock. Yeah, okay, wow. Friends, October 20, 47th Annual Longview Chapter of Ducks Unlimited Fundraising Banquet, Longview, 903-720-0608. October 20, Wichita Falls Chapter of the DU Fundraiser, 940-782-2852. Rockport Fulton Chapter of DU Fundraiser on October 22, 361-463-6934. And also on the 22nd, the Uvalde Chapter of Ducks Unlimited Fundraiser at 210-844-9306. Same date, Lufkin Chapter DU. It must be a nice weekend for them. 936-208-6951. And go to one of those great events in your new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. When I bought my new Ford truck, I also kept my old one that's still running great with over 385,000 miles. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. It is no wonder Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 39 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. Ford trucks have once again been voted the truck line of Texas by the Texas Auto Writers Association. Roomy, stylish, great attention to detail with a variety of power options are all reasons Ford F-Series continues to set the standard by which all others are compared. So do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 Best in Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what Built Ford Tough really means.
Then take that truck over to Carter's Country and load up. 55th anniversary sale with lots of rebates, super values, historic low prices. Ooh, Blackhawk, 50% off holster event. Purchase any Blackhawk Serpa holster and receive a 50% rebate direct from the folks at Blackhawk. Well, so you might as well get a pistol to go in it then. Ooh, how about the Kimber Micro Carry? Stainless two-tone 380, gorgeous. $549.97. You can save $40 on that one. For rifles, the Weatherby Vanguard Select, their newest model, in 270 and 30-06, what a price, $489.97, and that gives you enough money to put on top of that thing the wonderful Zeiss Terra scope. Save $60 on that. The 3-9x42 Texas Special, only $239.97. And remember also, you can do a lot of shopping online at carterscountry.com. Check it all out. Carter's Country, four locations in the greater Houston area. They've been straight shooting, friends, since 1961.
I want to thank our guest today, Texas Parks and Wildlife District Leader Kevin Moat and Rufus Stevens. Man, I tell you what, fun guys to work with and visit. Great information that they provide. And this is week one of four consecutive weeks when we will be visiting. Next week, we don't have it quite set up. But
you're just chasing six other guys.
I'm just, you know, right? They're worse than a covey of quail trying to herd, you know?
Or herd those cats, too. Remember that?
Right.
Okay, friends, remember to check our website out, TexasOutdoorNews.com. You see a list of our wonderful affiliate stations. You can also go to listen to our show. Just click that button, and you can replay these shows over and over again. Or you can download the free Stitcher app and listen to us anywhere, anytime on your smartphone or your computer. It's really pretty neat stuff. Do remember also that we are brought to you by Ford Trucks. And remember, the new 2017 F-250 Super Duty has just been named the Truck of Texas, friends. Oh, we're also brought to you by your Best in Texas Ford dealers. Be safe out there. So you can join us next week for more Texas Outdoor News.